The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
This afternoon, good enough to be joined by the co-coach of St Mary's. Glenn Keast has been good enough to join us in the box for a chat. Keasty, welcome to you this afternoon. You've got a team that's coming off a file, six-day break in a pretty tough day for footy. We saw St Joey's struggle in the last quarter yesterday against Grovedale. Is it something that you think might impact on the clash this afternoon?
Hadn't thought about it too much, but it's a good point. It was pretty warm, wasn't it? So, I think, it's only natural, but I think, I went and had a look at Joey's and Grovedale yesterday, left just on three-quarter time. But Joey's looked like they were going okay to me.
Your boys, you're just rolling into the season nicely. You got a good challenge from North Shore last week, but we're able to pull away from them. But are there some areas of your game you've identified that you might not still be at full peak yet?
Certainly. I thought we probably didn't move the ball as well last week until the last quarter. And I think that's probably indicative of who you play against. I think sometimes footy is very much about what the opposition don't allow you to do versus what you want to do. And North Shore are really good at sort of constricting around the contest and making us, work pretty hard for our possessions. And obviously, when we did get a bit of roll on, we were able to open them up and get forward of the footy and do what we do well. So. Making sure we can bring that today would be probably a big focus area.
Some unavailability for you guys. You've probably got eight guys that would be around regular first choice players that you're not able to pick from that aren't sort of your VFL contingent.
Yeah, so, we unfortunately lost Riley Hall and Sam Burke and Harry Cole from last week's team. So they're three sort of, pretty good level footballers. Obviously not on VFL lists, but a couple of them have been on VFL lists before. And certainly losing a few today just gives other people opportunity, I suppose. But we feel like we've got good depth and, Robbo and myself talk a lot that squads, make a difference. And we think we've got some great young fellows that Nick Conway's come in today. Spraggy's been called up to the VFL, so gives Nick a chance. He's been playing really good footy in our dev team. And, we're looking forward to seeing what he can bring to the table today.
As always, Keasty, the McMahon boys start late because of cricket. So I see one out there. I can't see the other. What's where are they up to?
Yeah, Hayden's been, unfortunately, along with Russell and Shiona, all got COVID. H is sitting at home probably listening.
But, there'll be no great photos from Russell today then?
No, probably not. Russ might be out.
It's all a day-by-day scenario, isn't it?
The COVID thing works. It's sort of one goes down and then the next one a few days later. So, but Dill apparently lives in the garage, so he's been able to dodge it. So that's why
that wouldn't
there.
Be figurative either. He would live in the garage, knowing Dill. So they're obviously depth wise, to come back into the team as well.
They're very good players, both of them, and they'll certainly force their way back into contention very quickly. Dill's got a fair bit of the footy today. There's probably not much assistance through that midfield. He's been working pretty hard, but we expect him to be certainly pushing very soon for a senior spot.
Jared Garner?
Yeah, Garns is going along pretty good. Obviously did his hammy in the round one game right at the end, and then we obviously had the Colac game and then Easter. So he's back into some running. He's starting to progress. I think talking to him on Thursday night, I think his plan is to be doing some back into more running and then not this week, but next week start full training. So yeah. I think we're targeting the Joey's game for him to come back.
Yep. And good to have the young boy playing okay too, the young Keast.
He's going okay. Probably his first two games are pretty good. He was probably a little bit off last week, as a few of us were. He probably got a bit of attention around the contest, as all of our players did. And probably had his sort of worst game for the year, but like all young kids coming into senior footy, they have some good ones and then they occasionally dip. So hopefully he can bounce back today.
We're speaking with St Mary's co-coach Glenn Keast. He's Matty Kershaw on K-Rock Footy.
Keasty, obviously you look at your spread of goal kickers, and we love looking at your hybrid mid-half forwards kicking goals, and that seems to be where a lot of your goals come from. When you come up against a South Barwon who have a bit of a taller, back line, do you change any processes, or you just stick to your same sort of processes against who you play?
We certainly identify some calls, talls. Bosley and Caldo are two pretty good players that'll certainly, have a bit of attention into them, and there's some matchups that we will try to get most of the time. I think these days You know, the way footy's played, there's not, you don't always have the same player all the time, but certainly there'll be some, you know, priority matchups that we, when people are on the ground, that they'll get those certain matchups.
Zach Sherman come back through the twos last week, got best on, so he should in the twos. How's he going?
I think he got a bit of leather poisoning last week, so he certainly showed us what he's capable of, and we, you know, obviously know that. But coming back from a hammy, coming back from a calf injury, we probably just wanted to make sure that he was capable of getting through a full game of footy, and getting through a whole game of, you know, the 12 o'clock game was good to see him, you know, in good form and good nick. And he's sort of the type of fella that'll come in today, and his form doesn't waver too much in terms of his skills and his ability to win the footy around stoppage and things like that. He'll hopefully slot back in pretty quickly.
Beautiful. Look forward to seeing him play. He's a good footballer.
Keisty, you're a North Shore man, we know, you know, at heart. Now, obviously, some areas hold you at the moment, but, you know, your record at North Shore outstanding. It must warm you that to see that result yesterday, you would have probably, you know, inside, little fist pump, gone, great result. How good's that for the club?
Yeah, I think just, you know, probably not so much about me, but it's fantastic to see the club doing well and the people that have put in some hard work to get a bit of reward. So they're there putting in the hard work. Not, you know, footy seasons are basically 12 months of the year jobs for a lot of people, and it's great to see some reward coming through, and you can sort of sense that in the emotion and the sort of social media comments that you see and things like that. It's fantastic.
Have you kept Paddy Dowling out of the Collingwood VFL side?
Done a very good job, because I picked him as the leading goal kicker too for the GFL season in 22. Not Mitch Day, as previously discussed. I'm on Paddy. He's going all right.
Yeah, he's getting a fair bit of footy, and he's getting a fair few shots. I've got no doubt he can play the level. Just interesting, I suppose. Some clubs have different philosophies on the way they select players, and clearly, you know, I think they've got Paddy there as a stopgap, but they tend to be sort of moving around him at the moment. It's interesting, because I think if he was in the Geelong VFL list, I think he'd be playing every week. So, I suppose that's our good fortune.
I want to ask about Joe Mashman. Now, he's got a wonderful VFL career. He's played 84 games at that level, but finds himself not being able to get back into that side. And, you know, probably as a club, as St Mary's, you're going, oh, well, gee, this is another one. He's, you know, gets into Claude's qualification, and it's one less that he can't bust. But is he desperate to get back to VFL level, or is he enjoying his time here at St Mary's?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think he's just got to a point in his life, and I see a few of them get to this sort of age around the mid-20s where he's probably happy doing whatever he does, as in if he's happy playing with us, if he's playing with us. And he's just started a new job in Melbourne. He's got a bit going on, you know, in his life. So, look, Joe's just, he'd be very happy to be playing at Werribee, don't get me wrong, but understands that they're obviously going through a bit of a journey there. And, you know, the feedback we've got is that when things get, you know, to the pointy end, he's going to be in their best mix. But certainly at the moment, I think it's his fourth game for us today, and hasn't played a game at Werribee. So he's pretty much going to qualify, I would imagine, given sort of where that's all at. So, he's enjoying it. I think he's just enjoying, too, the social side of being at a local club versus a Werribee scenario, which is probably a bit more professional. And, you know, so he's got a lot of mates that are around the same age and just enjoying being around the group.
Joe won't mind me saying this, but I've been texting Joe the last couple of weeks just about how he's going with his footy, because I've had Joe since he started out of Falcons at Werribee, and he's really enjoying playing at St Mary's, and obviously he wants to play at Werribee, but yeah, I can tell you he's really enjoying playing at St Mary's, and probably that aspect of it. Maxi Orgarinos went through the same thing as well, you know, like they get to that point where they still want to be playing VFL.
There's a desire, but
they're really enjoying
desire,
that sort of local level football as well.
Yeah, and I think just sometimes that, you know, like Joe hasn't, you know, I'm sure it's going to click for him pretty soon, but he's not setting the world on fire with us. But it does take a little bit of time. Like someone like Joe hasn't really been in our program, and then he's, you know, playing games over weekend and training at Werribee still. So, you know, for us, I think, he'll just get better as he starts to sort of get connection with our group. And so we just see heaps of upside even from what he's bringing today.
Okay, if I don't ask about Harvey Ryan, I'll get shot. How's he going?
Harv missed last week with sickness. So he didn't have COVID, but he's had a bit of a bug. So he's been certainly in contention. He played in our practice games. We've got no doubt he could play the level. I think it's just probably waiting for the right opportunity. And even if he'd played last week, I'm sure perhaps today he would have been in contention, but missing last week made that hard.
Fair enough. Keasty, good to talk. Always a pleasure to talk footy with you. Look forward to catching you post-game. We wish you the best of luck this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Glenn Keast joining us. Thanks to Footy Spotlight, Rex Gorrell, Geelong, your local specialist. For MG, Audi, BMW, Honda, Jaguar, Land Rover, Mini, Nissan, Peugeot, Skoda, the Subaru that, of course, Mark Neal takes the K-Rock AFL boys up to the footy in, Volvo and VW.
The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.